This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berkman. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Friday pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The FDA was expected to sign off this weekend after an outside panel endorsed the vaccine yesterday. The White House wants approval now. Two administration officials say White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed FDA head Stephen Hahn in a call today to authorize the vaccine by the end of the day or face possible firing. Hahn's disputing the characterization, saying Meadows encouraged the FDA to keep working expeditiously. President Trump's been frustrated with the FDA's pace, especially as other nations beat the U.S. in issuing emergency approvals. The president this morning tweeted at Hahn, "Get the damn vaccines out now." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Preparations are underway to begin vaccinating Americans against COVID-19. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Richard Pfeiffer with nursing home company Genesis Healthcare says residents and workers will be vaccinated. He expects to see side effects.
These vaccines are very effective. They're potent. They stimulate the immune system very well.
That may create a problem.
One concern we have is trying to avoid vaccinating too many people, staff members that is, on the same day, and having too many people feeling under the weather the next day while the vaccine is kicking in.
Professor Richard Moore with the Brown University School of Public Health says there have been no serious side effects during trials.
Pain at the injection site, swelling, is not uncommon.
Moore says the first people vaccinated in the UK tolerated the typical side effects quite well. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. With some Americans now falling sick with COVID-19 for what they did over Thanksgiving, health officials are begging them not to make the same mistake during Christmas and New Year's. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Contact tracers and emergency room doctors are hearing from new coronavirus patients that they socialized over Thanksgiving with people outside their household. Health officials are asking people not to make the same mistake during the winter holidays. According to an AP analysis, new cases are running at 195,000 a day based on a two-week rolling average. That's a 16% increase from the day before Thanksgiving. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is reinstating indoor dining restrictions.
If the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not. We're going to close indoor dining in New York City on Monday.
On Thursday, California set a one-day record of 220 deaths. Health officials there are urging the state's residents to stay home as much as possible. The surge around the country has swamped hospitals and left health workers exhausted and demoralized. Dr. Anthony Fauci has said he expects hospitalizations to keep increasing until mid-January. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday brought an abrupt end to a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by President Trump, seeking to throw out the results of the November 3rd election. The justices, in a brief order, rejected the bid by Texas to file the extraordinary challenge targeting Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin directly. The order said that Texas did not have legal standing to bring the claim. The case was filed on Tuesday by the Republican Attorney General of Texas, a Trump ally. The ruling is the latest setback in Trump's quest to undo his election loss to President-elect Joe Biden. On Monday, the Electoral College meets to formally certify that Biden won the November 3rd election. The United Nations voiced alarm Friday over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it was sending back Eritrean refugees who had fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it had received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, including 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.